I do believe that we can be critical in the way we do things, and just because they are there doesn't mean that nobody needs to challenge them every once in a while and reassess, why are we doing this in the first place?
You're listening to the Innotopia podcast, brought to you by PayPal Innovation Lab. The PayPal Innovation Lab in Singapore closely follows innovation trends in the region and how they will shape and transform the global landscape of business and technology. The first season of the podcast will focus on stories of innovation by dreamers and doers based in Singapore. Why Singapore? Well, Singapore has often been regarded as the Silicon Valley of the East. Since 2016, she has continuously placed 8th on the Global Innovation Index. The city-state is also strategically situated among many of the fastest emerging markets, giving companies access to growing consumer markets and rising talent pools. Innovation does not happen overnight, and the Innotopia podcast aims to orchestrate more conversations among Asia-based innovators so that they can learn, practice, and empower one another on their ever-evolving journey. I'm your host, Kelly Ann, from the PayPal Innovation Lab. And this week, I spoke to Susanna Charlotte Vos, Pace Coach at ING. Susanna Charlotte Vos holds a degree in system engineering and a degree in law. She now leads innovation and transformation at ING in APAC, helping different teams by introducing innovation practices to their day-to-day work using her own version of the Lean Startup Framework. Both her expertise in problem-solving and entrepreneurial thinking help her create measurable innovation for the company.
Hi, Susanna. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you so much for having me.
So first of all, can you tell us what you do?
Well, I've always been super interested in innovation and specifically making things better and changing things around to go to the next level, essentially. I have a background in system engineering, and we used to have a family business that focused on manufacturing. And it would really make me maybe cringe, but also make my hands itch if people would be like, yeah, but we do this because we have always done it this way. That makes me feel, well, then there's probably something we can improve here, because I haven't heard anybody say ever, yeah, we had this process in place for the last 10 years and we recently evaluated it and we've decided that this is exactly the way we will continue to do it for the next 10 years. Initially, within ING, I was more in a front office role, so really focusing more on our clients and how we can help them move forward. And then just over 2 years ago, I was asked to stay in Singapore and help set up this innovation lab. And the scope of the innovation lab was really more on our clients, how we can help them also stay relevant in the future by coming up with new services, new products that go beyond traditional banking products. So I've spent the last year and a half really focusing on setting that up and making that operational. And we now have a few startups and partnerships that we set up through this lab. And over the last few months, I've started to focus more on the rest of ING to really make the improvements that they want to see in their work. One example is when I would work on a transaction, I would do that in Excel. I would write down, okay, these are the risks, this is the transaction. I would print it out, and then someone would sign it off. I would have to scan it in and upload it into a system. And then my colleague who was sitting across from me would download this Excel sheet, which was turned into a PDF, and then typed it over into another Excel sheet. And I was like, why are we doing this? There must be a way to do this smarter, right? I do believe that we can be critical in the way we do things. And just because they are there doesn't mean that nobody needs to challenge them every once in a while and reassess, why are we doing this in the first place? Do we really need to make this 500-page report that people not really look at? Maybe they look at two pages. Can we rethink how we are doing things so we just reduce so much waste in our processes?
We've all been there, copying and pasting from one Excel sheet to another, writing manually lengthy reports to describe the project scope and potential risks. These are all actions often considered a normal part of the process. Sometimes the biggest trick is to discover revolutionary innovation is simply by asking the question, why? Paul Gregerson, an executive director of MIT's Leadership Center, believes that great leaders do their work exceptionally well by asking better questions. Only by asking the right questions can leaders achieve innovation. He came up with a great process for problem solving that he calls a question bust. What it means is that once you state your central challenge, everyone started to quickly generate new ideas around the challenge, taking turns asking questions, but no one is allowed to give direct answers or even explain why they're asking these questions. This process can then organically generate a lot of momentum and brainstorming.
Is there any challenge you're running into?
Many challenges, but all of them still really energize me. Like one key challenge is just having colleagues who are just very, very busy with their day-to-day work, which needs to be done. And I remember I was coming into the office of one of the seniors, and he was sitting there with his hands in his hair. And I was like, look, I came up with this thing because, you know just as well as I do that innovation is important and that we need to introduce this. And he's been a really big champion. So I showed him full excitement. And he was like, you know, this is great. This is very helpful. However, I'm sitting here with my hands in my hair because it's the end of the year. And I need to do all these assessments of people. And these are people that I can assess on traditional metrics, which I can understand in terms of how much money have they made? How many deals have they closed? Which is already quite a stretch for me. How am I supposed to do this now for people who are going to do innovation, which is even more intangible for me? And I came back the next days, and I was like, this is what I came up with. I have this measurability framework, which shows the impact that you ultimately want to make and what are the things you're going to do to get there. We ultimately introduced this not only for innovation, but also for sustainable finance, also for CSR activities, because it makes the immeasurable measurable in a sense. So this is how we now measure innovation and how we have integrated this into targets for people.
To get immeasurable to be measured, that's very tangible for everyone working on innovation.
The framework that Susanna builds in her work was inspired by serial entrepreneur Eric Ries' Lean Startup methodology. The general ideas follow the model of build, measure, learn, and then doing that over and over again. Just to elaborate a bit more about the Lean Startup methodology, it is a methodology for developing businesses and products that shorten product development cycles and in hope to rapidly discover if a proposed business model is viable. This method combines several steps: business hypothesis-driven experimentation, validated learning, as well as iterated product release. And the Lean Startup methodology doesn't only apply to startups. Susanna was able to take her own interpretation of the theory and redesigned it into a framework that fits the specific needs of her ING corporate team. At the end of the day, reward comes from both tangible and measurable results, but also intangible matters such as the efficiency of the process required to the final destination. So both these elements should be included in the progress and success metrics when evaluating a project or company.
Based on your story, I can tell you're someone really, really care about efficiency.
Efficiency is just one of the things that other people really want to see in their work. So what really drives me, what makes me really happy is equipping others with the tools to make the changes that they want to see. Because I think that is now one of the key challenges that we're facing. People want to try and change things around. They want to come up with innovative things, but it takes so long before you actually see the final impact, before you actually see like the time reduced or the cost reduced or the new revenue that you're generating. So there is something you need to do in the meantime to keep people motivated and also to just show to your senior management or to whoever you're accountable for, also for startups, for their investors, you need to show that you're actually working towards something. So on one end, there's the vision, there's the impact that you want to make, the dot on the horizon that you're working towards. But you also have the steps that you're taking to reach that goal. So, for example, if the vision is we want to get to that island, that is our destination, that is our goal, then you also will have your mission. You will have broken down, okay, then how are we going to get there? What is our how? So we're going to build a boat. And then the what? What are the exact activities that you're going to do to get to that island with your boat? So first we're going to build the boat. We're going to test the boat. We're going to make a small trip. And then we're going to measure how long it takes us to make the next steps. And maybe we want to make more increments on our boats. So this is essentially also how we do it with innovation projects. If you have this way of working, which is really all around empathy, evidence, and experimentation, then the chance that you actually get to that dot on the horizon is so much higher.
That's a really great example on the framework and metric. I've been doing so much research, trying to figure out what are some of the newest framework. I'm glad we're talking today. So since you moved to Singapore and also start doing the innovation lab in the Singapore region, what have you improved in terms of process at ING?
So over the last few months, I've coached a team that was really drilling down into these two different business units and see how can we now force almost these people to work together. And a lot of it is through just informal engagement in the first place, just getting that understanding of, hey, why is it not happening yet? And the example I usually use for teams to help them get started and to also help them sort of put in perspective why it is necessary is the one that Eric Ries also uses in the startup way. There's two car manufacturing companies, and coming from a manufacturing background, I like it when you have something really tangible. And company A has, at the end of the production line, a man with a hammer. And he hammers the doors to make sure that they fit perfectly in their frame. Company B doesn't have a man at the end of the production line with a hammer. And company A inquires, like, why is there no man here? And they said, well, because we account for this at the start of the process that the doors fit perfectly. So we don't need someone at the end of the line to make sure it fits perfectly.
I am always conscious to make sure that I don't have someone holding a hammer taking a toll on efficiency. As an innovation lab practitioner at PayPal, while running monthly brainstorming sessions and building various product prototypes in the lab, I have been consistently researching and designing practical frameworks to measure innovation and ensure we're asking the right questions. And this mindset is something that's always been encouraged at PayPal. In the summer of 2018, PayPal's Senior Director of Innovation Lab, Mike Todasco, who is also my mentor, approaches the summer intern class with an idea. He wanted to encourage an innovative mindset with all employees. The priority was to empower the team to improve their processes without being afraid to change the status quo of their job functions. Winning less than a year later, he and a group of innovators launched the Global Innovation Tournament at PayPal, open to all employees globally to allow them a chance to learn what it takes to turn an idea into an actual product or feature end to end. It can be anything from idea conception to team building to seed and angel investing, and then building up the business plans, strategizing marketings, and prototyping a product. PayPal approaches 9 sponsors from a wide variety of areas within the company to post problem statements that could then be answered by tournament contestants. These sponsors included individuals from various technology and product teams, risk, marketing, charitable giving, diversity inclusion, and departments with a focus on international expansion. In its inaugural years, it was a splashing success in PayPal offices across the globe. With support from PayPal's CEO, Chief Marketing Officer, and Chief Legal Officer, and overall, around 600 ideas were submitted, and 5,000 employees voted on the best ones. Sometimes, it's really just about building the culture and the community around your idea that is the most important. And in Singapore, that community is thriving.
How do you feel about Singapore ecosystem and a Singapore environment? You get support or you get meet people, you get meet community.
I think in Singapore, there's just this amazing, amazing supportive innovation community from all across different companies. And if I look within ING, there's already so many people that are excited and are also happy to connect me with other companies that they've, for example, worked with previously. There's startups who keep reaching out to us and that we can reach out to learn from each other. So I feel there's a really open communication channel all the way around in terms of how can we learn from each other, which I think is really beautiful. And it's so supported from all angles that people indeed share knowledge with each other and that we try things out, which I think is just helpful because ultimately innovation is not something you do by yourself. If just for one person, it's difficult to just innovate something for the sake of innovating something. You have to do that together. And if I then look, for example, at the initiatives we have in the innovation lab, which are focusing more on making an impact in the ecosystem, it's so easy for them to find people to collaborate with, for them to share best practices, for them to share, I tried this, but it didn't work. Mm-hmm. So potentially you can now try this out. And discussing failure and the things that didn't work out are just as valuable as only promoting the stuff that did actually make it into a unicorn. So that sharing of failure, and that having that open communication channel in the ecosystem, I think is really amazing. And it's also quite unique to the Singapore ecosystem, I would say.
Yeah, that's the purpose of doing this podcast, right?
Absolutely. And I just want to thank you for facilitating this platform for people to talk to each other and share these positive innovation vibes, because I think especially now people can really benefit from introducing innovation practices in their way of working or just getting inspired by others who are doing so, so that ultimately we all get onto this journey together.
Thank you for coming today, Susanna.
Thank you so much for having me, Kelly.
When Susanna explained how her innovation approach includes quantifying every small milestone of the process from the start to finish, it really resonated with me. Just as Susanna said, quantifying all the little things that we have control over will give everyone in your team a good sense of progress, as well as a chance to claim satisfaction and celebration of successful milestone together. Just like this one, the milestone of completing our first season. Yes, that's right. I really hope you enjoyed the final episode of the season 1 Singapore edition. As Susanna said, we're all in this together. And it's important we reach out to one another and exchange ideas to get inspired. So if you have a story or ideas that you would like for us to dive deeper into on this podcast, a story to share about your innovation journey, or any feedback for us, please email us at inotopia@paypal.com. Stay tuned for season 2. If you enjoy our podcast today, please subscribe and tell your friends about it. We're available on every major podcast app, as well as paypal-innovationlab.com. Special thanks to our producers from VS Story and our creative director, Grace Shao. I'm Kellyanne. Thank you for listening to Innotopia, brought to you by PayPal Innovation Lab.